A very warm welcome to Forest FM's Eurovision Showcase. I'm your host, Kieran Uri Tussius, and I'm with you for the next hour, playing homage to the world's biggest live music event, the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hello, this is Linda Woodruff, the official spokesperson for the Eurovision Broadcasting Union, the EBU. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. It's amazing.
Germany.
2001.
Fills up the room, embracing you with light, and you feel safe and warm. Darkness disappears and everything is bright as you turn to meet the dawn. Flames will melt the ice, you feel a fire burning inside. Emptiness and grey, gone and far away, when you hear the melody. Heaven sings the song that you feel.
Michelle, representing Germany in 2001's Eurovision Song Contest from Copenhagen, Denmark. That is the amazing To Live For Love, or in German, Verliebe Lied. Well, particularly Michelle is one of the biggest Schlager singers in Germany. And she has released a newer version of her Eurovision song back in 2001. It came eighth with 66 points. It didn't manage to score a 12 points from anybody, but it managed to get 210 points from Portugal and Spain. So the Iberian Peninsula actually quite liked it. Russia gave it 8 points. France and Ireland respectively gave it 6 points. And the United Kingdom gave it 2 points. Obviously, it was 5 from Malta, 4 from Denmark and Poland, 3 from Norway and Turkey, and 1 point from Croatia, Estonia, Greece, Latvia, and the Netherlands. Well, as I say, you are welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. This is where we showcase here on Forest FM every Sunday from 5 p.m. throughout the year. It's not just for Eurovision time, it's throughout the year where we celebrate the world's biggest and greatest music event and singing competition. Yes, and this year there's a wind beneath the sails of the United Kingdom, as we have probably one of the most enthusiastic and talented singers that we've had go to the Eurovision Song Contest for quite some time. Yes, we have Sam Ryder with the song Spaceman, and he's currently 4th favourite in the betting, where Ukraine are number 1, Italy are number 2, Sweden are number 3, and the UK are number 4. So, speaking of the entries from the 2001 contest, Greece ended up coming 3rd with Antique and the song Die For You. It was a big Eurovision fan favourite. And I never forget, there are friends of mine that who aren't big Eurovision fans remember Antique Die For You, which is interesting, seeing as it's many, many years since the 2001 contest, and many Eurovision fans in particular aren't really interested in the 2001 contest, which is a shame, because that was the contest for me, which made me into a huge Eurovision fan and made me wanted to watch it and get invested in it a bit more. Yes, and we sent Lindsay Drakus No Dream Impossible that year, the United, here in the UK. So, speaking of Antique, okay, they have reformed and got together. Yes, so this is really cool. Now, the Greek-Swedish duo who took their respective countries to storm in the late 90s and in the early 2000s, yes, Antique are back with a new song called Titi, undoubtedly providing with that antique magic. And it's clearly still there. Alina Paparizou and Nikos Paglodossis, otherwise known as Antique, was formed in 1999, and they released their debut song, Oppa Oppa, getting to the top 10 in the Swedish, Romanian, Norwegian, and Danish charts, and also charting number 11 in Italy. And they also were nominated for the Best Modern Dance Song at the 2000 Swedish Grammys Awards. Yes. Their later singles, Dinata Dinata, Follow Me, and Moro Moro, also had very good commercial success in Scandinavia. And together, the duo represented Greece in 2001 with Die For You and came 3rd place. And it was Greece's best result in the contest until Helena Paparizou went solo and won the contest for Greece in Kyiv in 2005 with My Number One. So let's hear Antique's brand new single from Greece. Here is TT. You can hear it's from Greece now, can't you? The bouzouki! Such a great instrument. Thank you.
και πεθαίνω δεν αντέχω πια. Με στέλνεις, με έχεις κάψει, είσαι μια φώτια. Τι θέλεις να σου κάνω, έλα πες τι.
Τι τι, τι 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 ε, τι τι. Τι τι ε, τι τι. Τι 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 ε, τι ε, τι τι.
Η καρδιά μου τώρα στο μηδέν. Παγώνω, τελειώνω, αν εσύ δεν δεν. Πες μου τι θα γίνει, έλα πες τι.
Τι τι, τι 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 ε, τι τι.
Τι τι ε, τι τι. Τι 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 ε, τι ε, τι τι.
Από τον κόσμο θέλω να χάθω. Τι θέλεις με έχεις λιώσει, έλα πες τι.
Τι τι, τι 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 ε, τι τι. Τι τι ε, τι τι. Τι 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 ε, τι ε, τι τι.
This is Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
We can do anything we want to. Where are we? Where are we?
Lindsay DePaul and Mike Moran with Rock Bottom. That is the United Kingdom's entry to the 1977 Eurovision Song Contest. We got 12 points from so many people, 6 countries. We got 12 points, 12 points from Austria, Belgium, France, Luxembourg, Monaco, and Portugal. 10 points from Germany, 8 from Israel and Sweden, 7 from Netherlands and Norway, 4 from Finland, 3 from Spain, and 2 from Italy, respectively. Oh, good memories of the Eurovision Song Contest back in the 70s. There were some good memories, there were some quite rough ones. Remember Coco in the bad old days? Great song in studio, but wow, live. Oh, it didn't go very well at all, no. Now, I don't know if you guys and gals remember, but the Song for Europe contest of 1977 was held on the 9th of March, and it was in the New London Theatre, presented by late great Terry Wogan. Minutes before the show went live, a strike by BBC cameramen was caught, and preventing the televised broadcast of the show. The contest went ahead a few hours later, and the audio was aired on BBC Radio 2. Yeah, 14 regional juries voted on those songs, and I guess the locations here. Ready? Damn ready. Yes, Bristol, Bangor, Leeds, Norwich, Newcastle, Aberdeen, Birmingham, Manchester, Belfast, Cardiff, Plymouth, Glasgow, Southampton, and London. And the juries voted internally and then ranked their songs from 1 to 12, awarding 12 points to the song that received the highest number of points, 11, 10, so on and so forth. And that was how Rock Bottom won! Indeed. So we haven't got any of those dramas this year, thank goodness. But the wonderful Sam Ryder is flying the flag for the United Kingdom. Yes, isn't that right?
Representing.
Stand to attention, you lot.
The United Kingdom.
Let's hear from the boy himself.
What's up? This is Sam Ryder from the UK, and this is my song, Spaceman. Hope you enjoy it. Love ya.
Oh, we love you too, Sam. Thank you very much for giving us a lovely voice jingle, dare I say it.
I feel the music with Forest FM.
And feel the acoustic version of Spaceman, the United Kingdom Eurovision entry for 2022. And two, etc. Rob's random request coming up soon.
If I was an astronaut, I'd be floating in midair. And a broken heart would just belong to someone else down there. I would be the center of my lonely universe. But I'm only human, and I'm crashing down to earth. If I was an astronaut, I'd have a bird's eye view. I'd circle around the world and keep on coming back to you. In my floating castle, I'd rub shoulders with the stars. But I'm only human, and I'm drifting in the dark. I'm up in space. Up in space, I've searched around the universe, been down some black holes. There's nothing but space, man. And I wanna go home. If I was an astronaut, I'd speak to satellites. My navigation systems would search for other life. But I'd be up and thinking about what I left behind. 'Cause the real world on my mind. I'm up in space. There's nothing but space, man. And I wanna go home. Gravity keeps pulling me down. Yeah, as long as you're on the ground, I'll stick around. I'll stick around. I'll stick around. I'm up in space, man. Up in space, man. I've searched around the universe, been down some black holes. There's nothing but space, man. Nothing but space, man. And I wanna go home.
Finland,
1994.
Yes, that is Cat Cat with Baby Bye Baby.
Bye bye baby baby bye bye.
Yes, that's right, Rob.
I like that. It's good. Fun.
It was fun. Do you know, the production didn't really work on the night, which is really sad. And they dressed in what Terry Wogan described as their mother's bed attire. Yes, it looked all. It didn't really work, sadly, with an orchestra. But if they had the backing track, like we just heard, I think that would have been okay.
You're wearing your grandmother's bed attire at the moment.
I know. Nanny, if you're listening down in Poole, hello.
Yeah, she's borrowed your clothes while you were away.
Yeah. But now you're back, you should have them all back. No, I've still got them. Sorry. Oh, Rob, stop being mean.
Sorry, it's been a weekend a bit, dear. Weekend.
I know, it has been a
busy
weekend.
Busy weekend, catching up with friends. It's been lovely.
It has lovely. Been lovely. And the weather's been so good this week, hasn't it?
It's been gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
I've been sat in the office here for 2 days, doing absolutely just sat in my pyjamas.
I know. No wonder why you've been feeling a bit lethargic.
Yeah, I was really tired yesterday. So that was Saturday. On Thursday, I was really tired. Yeah. And I didn't even leave the house. It was really weird. I just kind of worked for about 10 hours at my desk and then finished it. And I was like, ugh.
That's the worrying thing after the pandemic, isn't it? That we've all sort of turned into hermits in some ways.
Oh, yes. But then I went out and about today.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, we did, didn't we?
Went to Surrey,
went to Farnham, and went to, was it Alice Hill, isn't it?
Alice Holt.
What did I think of Alice Hill?
It was good fun, and plus I went there years ago and went to Go Ape for a friend's 30th
birthday. Oh, yes.
When my friend turned 30, 11 years ago, crikey. He then wants us all to go clubbing afterwards, and we were like, none of us could move. If you've done Go Ape, you'll know what the pain is.
Oh, yeah. I did the one in Bracknell right at the top of the M3. It was really good fun, actually. Yeah, I didn't know there was one in Farnham.
No, I think the mind was willing that day, but the flesh was not. I think I remember getting home to change, and I was like, I can't move a muscle. I'm going to go. And I don't think anyone went clubbing.
I'm not surprised.
No, I'm far too old for clubbing now.
Yes, well, we both are, dear, so don't worry about that. So
didn't like it even when I was younger. Can't hear anything. Everything's sticky. Anyway.
Right, what's it time for now?
Rob's random request.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's random request.
Yeah, enough about you being sticky. Carry on, Roberto.
So I have a deep hat full of years and a deep hat full of countries, and I...
They're all on laminated pieces of paper.
And I pick one out, mm-hmm. and I try to get something to work. So we're doing countries first now. So I'm hoping I pick out South Africa. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
No. Even though the South African artists have covered Eurovision countries.
Georgia.
Okay, well, that can be done, dear.
I almost put it back in. I was like, no.
No, that's not right, dear. We need to do Georgia.
No, it's purely because there's not that many years to choose from.
No? No, they debuted in 2007.
Okay, so I've got like...
So we've
really
got much all of the years after that, okay. Except for 2009. But if you do pick 2009, don't worry, because we'll play that entry, which was disqualified.
Oh, I was really worried.
Yeah, no. It's just a take a mick out of Vladimir Putin, actually.
Oh, yes.
Well, yes. So we can do that.
So the first one picked out was 1994, which is...
Oh, crikey, we would just pay Finland 94, so that's freaky.
2006?
Oh, 1 year out, as Ken Bruce would say.
1983?
No.
2020?
Oh, crikey, yes, we can do.
The year that wasn't.
Yeah, this is Tornikai Kipiani with Take Me As I Am. Do you remember this one?
Not at all.
Yeah, it's probably telling you why, actually. It's a bit shouty.
Oh, no, I do. I didn't mind this, actually.
Oh, right, okay. It's very, I don't know, dare I say, avant-garde. It's just very left field, which is what Georgia do best, to be fair.
This year's Georgian song is a bit quirky as well.
Circus.
It's quite cool.
Look me up, look down, look me out, love me sideways. Very random. Anyways, Roberto, your random request, year and country, please.
Georgia 2020.
Yay. Tornakai Kipiani with Take Me As I Am. Thank you, Roberto. Arrivederci.
How do you want me to talk like an Englishman? Where do you want me to dress like an Italian? Now do you want me to dance like a Spanish guy? I guess you don't love me. No, you don't love me. How do you want?
That is Georgia 2020 from the contest that never was. Take Me As I Am from Tornakai Kipiani. This week's Rob's Random Request here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News
with Kieran Uritotiot.
Well, first of all, we start off with the UK, and it has had one of the worst Eurovision records as of late, and having finished last in the last two recent editions. But if the tea leaves seem to be right, the TikTok star Sam Ryder is about to change the British fortunes in a very big way. Yes, his song Spaceman is consistently sat near the top of the odds table, owing to its authentic sound and Sam's vocal mastery. Oh my goodness me, isn't that true? And basically the song seems to sing out loud, you know, literally, whenever he performs. Now, I'll give you a bit of a rundown of the top 10 of the betting odds. Ukraine are at the top in number 1, Italy number 2, Sweden number 3, the United Kingdom number 4. Number 5 is Spain, Chanel with Slow-Mo. Poland, number 6, Ochman with River. Number 7 is Greece, Amanda Tenfjord with Die Together. 8 is Norway, Subwoofer with Give That Wolf a Banana. Yes, that's true. Number 9 is The Netherlands, S10 with Die Dipped. And in number 10 is Australia, Sheldon Riley with Not The Same. Portugal are at number 11. And notably, just to mention, sadly, Ireland are 34th out of the 40 songs. Brooke with That's Rich. And in last place is North Macedonia Andrea with Circles, which I don't think is founded. No. Right. So Turin is the host city of Eurovision this year, and they have announced that there are going to be 10 Euroclub spaces. There won't be the traditional Euroclub as what it is, as in one place, but it's going to be in various different places right across the city, which I think is a fantastic idea, especially after we've come out of COVID. The rehearsal schedule for Eurovision 22 has also been released by the EBU and Rai Television. So, best of luck to everybody. All competing countries.
For Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm James.
And you can join us for the Eurotrip podcast every single Wednesday.
That's right, join us for all the latest news, some fun games, and some of the biggest guests from the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hi, this is Nikki French.
Hello, my name is Alex Vanagy.
Hello, this is Miriam Christine.
I'm Rambo Amadeus. Please enjoy the podcast Eurotrip. Bye-bye.
So join us on Acast, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and subscribe to make sure you don't miss a thing.
It is easy what I say.
What I say.
This is the Eurotrip.
Hello, this is Christian Kostev from Bulgaria. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Beautiful Mess. Enjoy.
Even in the light of fire,
hello guys, this is Imri from Israel. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, I Feel Alive. Enjoy.
Breaking me to pieces. I wanted you to know that every piece broke from you. Breaking me to pieces. Cause every time you come around, I feel alive.
Hi everyone, this is Jacques Holdik from Croatia. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is the song, My Friend. Enjoy.
Righty ho, it's now time for us to give you a quick recap of all of the songs that are participating in the second semi-final of the Eurovision Song Contest 2022. This is only a quick recap, of course, guys and gals. I don't want to bombard you too much with all the information, and plus we've only got a 1 hour show, so as you can imagine. So this is the semi-final two that will take place on Thursday the 12th of May on BBC3, i.e. the iPlayer as well, with Scott Mills and hopefully Mel Goidrich this year. Who knows? This is Finland, the Rasmus, Jezebel. Israel, Michael Ben David, I Am. Serbia, Azerbaijan, Georgia, Malta. San Marino. Australia. Cyprus. Ireland. North Macedonia. Estonia. Romania. Belgium. Sweden. And the Czech Republic. So that is semi-final 2 of Eurovision 2022. Oh, excuse me, I didn't mean to hit that. That's bad. Right, okay, moving swiftly on, and we're going to listen to a song sung by the amazing Conchita Wurst. Now, she won Eurovision for Austria in 2014 with Rise Like a Phoenix. Oh, yes, and we remember it so well, don't we? Well, at least I do. So how about let's hear a song from her album, which is Conchita and the Vienna Symphony Orchestra. Yes, and I want to hear this, and I hope you do too, though. So here is Conchita Wurst with her version. Speaking of Austria, what film resonates in Austria? Oh yes, The Sound of Music. So let's do Conchita and The Sound of Music.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful? I love that album. It's so worth purchasing. It's Conchita Wurst in the Vienna Symphony Orchestra with Sound of Music. Right, it's time for the best of the rest. That's right. Now, this is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we play a song from a national final which didn't make it to the Eurovision Song Contest. There is obviously quite a few of those, and this is a part where we can play a couple of them together and showcase it for you, the lovely listener. So what we're going to do now is we're going to hear the song that came seventh in Melodifestivalen. So we're going over to a beautiful country which could win this year's Eurovision Song Contest.
Sweden.
Indeed, and the year of 2007. So here is the amazing Sanna Nilsson. Now, she ended up managing to represent Sweden in her own right in 2014 with the song Undo, which came third, which was marvelous. So here is the song of Sanna Nilsson for Melodifestivalen 2007, Valga du, Valga jar. Oh, this is so good. You're going to love this. Pure Swedish pop. It's spectacular. I'm gushing, sorry.
Sitter ljuset, mörkret skingras nu. Livet börjar om igen. Alla drömmar får sin andra chans när vi möts i gryningen.
Valga du, valga jag, from Sanna Nilsson. Tack så mycket, Sanna. Always lovely to hear from you, lovely lady. Right, it's now time for another Best of the Rest. Oh yes, now we're going over to Ukraine and their national final, Vibda, of 2018. Yes, indeedy do. Now, they had the amazing and beautiful Tayana come second with her song Leila, which from Ukrainian into English, I hope I got this right, actually it's Google Translate's come up with it in Bulgarian, but it's not. It means aunt, apparently, Lelia. So I'm going to take his word for it. I could be wrong. So if there are any Ukrainians listening, please get in touch. So here we go. This is Lelia and Tiana. Oh, this is so good. You're going to love this.
Щастя досі ти не знала. Чудо від нього ти ждала.
Ukraine.
Одного разу так сталося, що Леля так закохалася, як сонце у небо єдині ніч. Втікала з дому загорожа, кричала мамі, жити не можу без нього. А що ж ти, Леля, наробила? Кому серце своє відкрила? А так себе не шанувала? Любов то є велика сила.
Is so amazing. That would have been, and it's got a key tune and a key change. Sorry. Oh my god. What am I going on about? I had too much to drink. No, I haven't. Tiana, I haven't told you to drop. That's Leila from Ukraine's national final, Vibda 2018. Ukraine ended up picking Melovin with Under the Ladder, which didn't do too badly. I think it came in the top 10, didn't it, of Eurovision 2018? I'm pretty sure it did. Right, it's now time for Live and Kicking. Yes, this is where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest. And this is one of the greatest live performances ever at Eurovision, personally. This song was covered all over the Latin world, even though it came 14th with 36 points. Here is Spain, 1985, and the incredible Spanish diva, that is Paloma San Basilio. And the song is called La Fiesta Terminó. The party's over.
Amor, ¿qué haces por aquí? La fiesta terminó. Dime a qué estás jugando. Amor, lo que pasó, pasó. Dijimos se acabó.
que andas buscando amor. No quiero hacerte mal, mejor no insistas más. No hay magia ya en tus manos. Amor, perdón por lo de amor, me sale sin querer. Tal vez porque te amo.
Stunning, absolutely stunning. Paloma San Basilio with La Fiesta de Terminó for Spain in 1985. Oh, and the Spanish think they've got a good chance this year. And I don't blame them. Chanel with Slow Mo is the fifth favourite in this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Still can't believe how high the UK is. We'll have to see how it goes, but you can just play it open ear. It's not a certainty. You never know. You never know these days. So that's it for another episode of the Eurovision Showcase. Thank you for joining me, Kieran Uri-Tussiot. And if you want to get a request in, a dedication, a shout out, or anything like that, please do get in contact with us. You can find us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can send us an email, escshowcase@gmail.com. And if you missed any of those details, then everything is on our website, escshowcase.com. And you can listen back to any of our previous shows there too. So for now, it's arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, vis lat, dobizenia, goknat, and adios. And I will see you next Sunday at 5 p.m. on Forest FM 92.3, 98.9 FM, and online at forestfm.co.uk. Au revoir. Toodaloo.
Celebrating the world's biggest and greatest singing competition.
You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.